Laura, for real, the tech stack behind the videos. Huge thanks to Ronan48 and Thomas Winsky for the initial push to do this. I made two videos about Laura. One is 90 seconds for people who have never written a line of code. The other is a 13-minute walk through building adapters for frontier models. This post is neither of those. The videos use analogies, a tiny notepad clipped onto a frozen brain. This post is the actual stack, the config files, the quantization scheme, the data pipeline, and the GPU bill. The two videos. The 90-second version, Laura, WTF is it 0 CS background required, youtube.com, watch.vxnijimeneng. The full explainer, building Laura adapters for frontier models, the deep dive, youtube.com, watch.b2uofxiafe. Watch those for the why. Read this for the how. The code that backs all of it is the Selma project, an Apache 2.0 legal reasoning model fine-tuned with QLORA, and it's public, github.com, CryptoJones, Selma. What we're actually building, full fine-tuning of a 70B parameter model means updating all 70 billion weights. That needs the model, its gradients, and optimizer state resident in VRAM at once, comfortably 1 TB+, across a node of A100s. Laura sidesteps that, frees every original weight, and inject a pair of small low-rank matrices, A and B, alongside the layers you want to adapt. Only A and B train. The update to a weight matrix W is approximated as W plus BA, alpha R, where R is the rank and alpha is a scaling term. QLORA goes one step further. It loads the frozen base model in 4-bit, so it fits in a fraction of the memory, then trains the LoRa matrices in higher precision on top. That's how a 70B model fine-tunes on a single 80GB card instead of a cluster. The base model. Llama 3.370Bs is gated, so the pipeline assumes you've accepted the license on Hugging Face and authenticated Hugging Face CLI login or export HF toker equals before the run. The full rationale for picking this base, license context window, provenance is in the repo's docs, model, relections, MD. The QLORA config. This is the heart of it. From configs, training config, YAML. A few decisions worth calling out, R64, alpha 128, A21 alpha to rank ratio is a common, stable starting point. Higher rank buys more capacity and more trainable params at the cost of memory and overfitting risk. Target the whole transformer block, not just attention. Adapting the MLP projections, gate up-down projec, in addition to the attention projections, QPKVO projec, consistently helps on knowledge-heavy fine-tunes. Attention-only LoRa is cheaper, but leaves capability on the table. Gradient chopuasic, true trades compute for memory. It recomputes activations on the backward pass instead of storing them. On a 70B QLORA run, it's the difference between fitting and OEM, grouped by length of batches, similar length sequences together to cut padding waste. The version you can actually run at home. The 70B run needs an A100 port A100. Most people don't have one, so there's a second configs, Confis training config 8B, IMEAL, that targets Llama 3.18B and fits on a single 24GB consumer card. Rough wall clock for the 8B run, about 2 to 3 hours on an RTX 4090, about 6 to 8 hours on a free Colab T4 with batch size equals 1. This is the one to start with, iterate on 8B, then scale the recipe to 70B once it works. Multi-state architecture, many small adapters, one frozen giant. This is where LoRa stops being a memory trick and starts being an architecture. Instead of one model that tries to know all 50 states' criminal codes and constantly confuses Georgia's assault statute with California's SELA trains one adapter per jurisdiction, 50 states plus a federal baseline, all sharing the same frozen llama base. The payoff is exactly the swap the notepad idea from the video, made concrete, update independence, amend Georgia's code, retrain only the Georgia adapter, the other 49 are untouched. Deployment flexibility, an agency ships only the adapter for its jurisdiction, the multi-gigabyte base is shared. less cross-contamination, a narrow adapter hallucinates, less across jurisdictions than one overloaded generalist. Each adapter is a few hundred MB against a about 140 gigabytes base. 50 specialists for the storage cost of one model plus change. The data pipeline. Adapids are only as good as what you feed them. Selma's training mix. Source, what it is. Size, U.S. Code, Title 18. Federal criminal statutes, USLM, XML, about 2,700 sections. State criminal codes, e.g. OCGA. Title 16, about 500 sections each. ALEA, SCORTS. Federal filings with NOS codes, 491 KALE examples. Legal bench, legal reasoning benchmark tasks, 91.8 KALE examples. Case hold, holding classification. 585 KALE examples, synthetic, generated incident statute mappings. About 50 KALE examples, the flow is three scripts. The synthetic step is the quiet hero. Handwritten statute text teaches the model what the law says, but the about 50 KALE generated incident to statute examples teach it how to apply the law to a fact pattern, which is the actual task. The training run and the merge gotcha. On an A180 gigabytes, the 70B QLORA run lands around about 72 GB of RAM and 6 to 10 hours. The one that bites people isn't training, it's the merge. Merging the LoRA weights back into the base produces a standalone model you can serve without PEFT, but it loads the full 70B in FP16 on CPU, which wants about 140 GB of system. RAM, GPU pods don't have that. The fix is to skip the merge on the training box trainish skip merge, upload the adapter to Hugging Face, and merge later on a high-memory CPU instance, or just serve the adapter unmerged, which is the whole point of LoRA anyway. Deployment ends up trivial. The adapter ships to Hugging Face, Ronin 48 LLC, Selma, LoRA adapter. A GGF export feeds LlamaTOT CPC LM Studio, Llama, and Llama run serves it with no Python at all. Bonus, how the videos themselves were built. Same spirit, small, scriptable, no proprietary stack. The whole pipeline is plain Python and CLI tools. Deck, generated with Python PPTX. A house style palette, WHAG ADEA contrast, Calibri and Appeal Noto text fitter that measures each line so titles never overflow after the font substitution that happens during render. Render and Sophos headless convert to PDF, then PDF Topham scale to X1920 minus scale to WE1080 PIMCANN to get one 1080p frame per slide. Narration, a clone voice via 11 Labs TTS, 1 MP3 per slide, driven by a script split on, slide and markers. Rule I learned the hard way, render one or two sample slides and approve the voice before paying for the full run. Assembly, UFMBP stitches each still to its narration with a short lead tail of silence, then concatenates to a single 1920x1080 H.264 AAC file. Captions, faster whisper with word timestamps does forced-ish alignment. The caption wording stays exactly the scripts, but the timing is pulled from the real audio, so subtitles track the voice instead of drifting. That's it. Two YouTube videos and a 70B legal model, and not one piece of the stack is closed source or unavailable to you. The adapters are small, the recipe is in a YAML file, and the giant stays frozen. The code github.com, Crypto Jones, Selma, Apache 2.0. Questions or corrections, find me where I usually am.